The plight of people living in the West Bank is the focus of an ecumenical team of helpers working in the Middle East. The World Council of Churches Ecumenical Accompaniment Program in Palestine and Israel carries out work including ensuring safe passage for residents, reporting violations of human rights, and raising awareness back in volunteers' home countries. Mary Clark, an ecumenical accompanier to the program, is currently working in Jayus, a village on the northern West Bank through which runs a part of the 670-kilometer separation barrier built by the Israeli government. She spoke to Paul Anthem about the poverty engulfing some of the people she has met.
The poverty here is extreme. The village I am working in, 50% of the males are unemployed and 30% of families are on humanitarian aid. There's a family that lives opposite whose floor is the earth. There are 8 of them living in one room and they live with their chickens, they live with their lambs, they live with their goats and they live with their sheep. And they do not have a bathroom or a toilet. Now that I know is extreme and that doesn't reflect the whole of this village, but this village has been impoverished by the barrier that goes round it and separates it from 77% of its farming land.
And how are you able to help the small Christian community in the area in which you are?
Well, we will support them by going to church each Sunday, by finding out what their needs are and if we can help them. The placement in Bethlehem, there is a huge checkpoint there where many Christians live and have to get to work, get through to get to work, and they can be queuing up from 5 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock and then be refused. There can be 3,000 people at once.